A young, little-known senator from Massachusetts named Kennedy gains national recognition when he nominates Adlai Stevenson.
We have come today not merely to nominate a Democratic candidate, but to nominate a President of the United States. Sometimes in the heat of a political convention, we forget the grave responsibilities which we as delegates possess. For we here today are selecting a man who must be more than something of a good candidate, more than a good politician or a good liberal or a good conservative. We are selecting the head of the most powerful nation on earth, the man who literally will hold in his hands the power of survival or destruction, of freedom or slavery. We are selecting here today the man who, for the next 4 years, will be guiding for good or evil, for better or worse, the destinies of our nation and, to a large extent, the destinies of the free world. Ladies and gentlemen of this convention, it is now my privilege to present to this convention, as a candidate for President of the United States, the name of the man uniquely qualified by virtue of his compassion, his conscience, and his courage to follow in the great traditions of Jefferson, Jackson, Wilson, Roosevelt, and the man from Independence. Fellow delegates, I give you the man from Libertyville, the next Democratic nominee and our next President of the United States, Adlai E. Stevenson.
Future President John F. Kennedy.